The Board of Governors made the call on Wednesday. While this is voluntary at this time, it's possible it will become mandatory at some point. Universities are being urged to prepare now.
There was a strong emphasis on a unified action so that one university is not going in one direction and another's not going in the other, and all guided by the best advice we could get from health organizations.
UWF President Martha Saunders. Plans are for the school to resume in-classroom courses on March 30th, but that's not a hard target date.
Certainly, circumstances could push it back. Right now, that's what we're planning for. It's a very fluid environment, very dynamic environment, and we're watching every day to see how things change, and we'll be ready for the change.
One of the major changes is transitioning face-to-face classroom instruction to online. Saunders says that's part of the overall preparedness plan in case of any interruption, and it's driven by what she calls an e-learning shell that's faculty activated.
Within that shell, faculty can record their lectures that can be viewed later. They can have chat rooms. They can do all kinds of things instantly. It is a very user-friendly platform. Even faculty who typically only teach face-to-face can learn it pretty quickly.
To get faculty members who don't use computers that often up to speed, a boot camp was held this week by the school's instructional designers.
And you do use a different set of muscles for remote learning because you don't have the advantage of this interpersonal, nonverbal feedback that you get when you're face-to-face. Doesn't mean you can't do it effectively. It just means it's different.
If there's any silver lining in the COVID-19 outbreak, it could be that faculty not that computer savvy are learning new ways to teach through online and remote learning courses.
I think there's a great asset in agility and adaptability, and it gives our faculty a wonderful opportunity to learn different methods of delivery.
Universities not yet on spring break are being instructed by the Board of Governors to move to remote instruction as soon as possible. Meanwhile, there's a more intense cleaning program at UWF in areas of housing and food services, among others. Saunders says not all students headed out to spring break.
Some of our students have no place else to go. They live in the residence halls, and so the residence halls will be open again, much more rigorous cleaning regimen and protocols going on there. Dining services will still be available, and student services will still be available for those students who are here.
UWF Athletics announced Thursday it will follow an NCAA advisory panel and close Argonaut sporting events to the general public because of COVID-19. Scheduled baseball and softball home games will continue to be broadcast online, along with media coverage.
We have a lot of fans that just love Argo Athletics, and I'm one of them. Many of our events are streamed, so our fans can still watch it even if they're not there in person. And so I think that we'll be able to satisfy the baseball fan without endangering the baseball fan.
UWF football begins spring drills on March 17th. Those practices will be closed to the public. But UWF is not a 2,200-acre island when it comes to coronavirus. President Martha Saunders says they're working with outside agencies in trying to find ways to guard against the disease.
Our emergency operation folks stay in constant touch. We're always working with school systems and taking guidance, especially our student health services from the Department of Health. We're trying to find that perfect spot in the middle that is not creating panic, but yet is using all due caution.
In one of its first actions against coronavirus, UWF suspended travel, both academic and business-related, last week to five countries among the hardest hit: Iran, China, Italy, Japan, and South Korea. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.